I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Latino students, they've got one of the highest high school dropout rates in the United States. But that's changing, slowly changing. And part of the reason for that is the subject of our next story. Here's Jean Guerrero of station KPBS in San Diego.
Sarabi Rodriguez was a third grader when she started prepping for college.
It's not, are you going to go to college? It's where you're going to go to college.
Her parents are immigrants from Mexico and didn't grow up with that mentality.
My parents didn't go to college. They have no idea how it works, like what's the Common App, what's the UC App, what are the different deadlines.
But then her mom heard about a college prep program from one of Sarabi's teachers. It's called the Barrio Logan College Institute, or BLCI. It offers free academic support and family counseling for navigating the U.S. education system. That was huge for this family. Sarabi's mother, Adriana, says she dreamed of sending her daughter to college, but she didn't know where to start. She says the BLCI program helped plug her into the steps needed to get her daughter to college.
The program asks you to do volunteer hours to keep you involved in what they're doing here. More than a program, it's a second family.
The parents bring food to after-school study sessions and are there to see the admissions process up close. At BLCI, Adriana shows me her daughter Sarabi's large pile of college admission letters. The family is beaming. Sarabi got into the University of California at Berkeley. Sarabi's father, Oswaldo, is here too. He admires a picture of his daughter on one of the walls.
We came here with the American dream. We opened a restaurant, but unfortunately it didn't go well for us. It was a very difficult time financially, and it really affected Sarabi.
The family couldn't afford internet for a while, but Sarabi was able to use the connection at BLCI. Meanwhile, her parents say they got helpful workshops in financial literacy and parenting. Jose Cruz runs BLCI and says the family involvement aspect of the program is what helps make it so effective.
We capitalize on the Latino concept of family and use that as a bridge to the American education system.
Family-focused educational programs like this are more common in the U.S. as the immigrant population rises. But what makes the BLCI program different is how long it works with students and their families. The program selects students in elementary school and follows them through high school graduation.
All of us who work directly with the kids are of the first generation in our families to go to college. Our parents are immigrants from another country, and so we share that experience.
Cruz says the challenge is juggling the different problems that immigrant families can face. Sometimes families just can't put food on the table. Sometimes they need mental health services. BLCI is trying to cope by hiring more staff. But the Sarabi family says the counseling they got was more than enough. The youngest daughter, Emily, who's 12, is also in the program. She started with it in the third grade and is aiming for Princeton.
I think I can, if I work hard in school and I follow my sister's path, I think I can make it up there.
Meantime, her older sister, Sarabi, is mentoring other students.
So you're thinking of doing law when you grow up?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That's Sarabi talking to Evelyn Sanchez. She's entering eighth grade. They're hiking along the coast, part of a field trip Sarabi helped organize for middle schoolers who didn't get into BLCI because of the program's limited resources. Evelyn says the hike made her more confident about college.
It really inspired me because Sarabi sounds like she's happy, like what she's doing. And when I grow up, I want to be like Sarabi, like happy what I'm doing.
Evelyn's parents are also from Mexico, like Sarabi's.
We want them to see themselves in our shoes and see that it's possible.
Sarabi says she plans to stay in touch with these middle schoolers until they graduate high school and continue inspiring them to go to college. For The World, I'm Jean Guerrero in San Diego.